Madam President, good morning, colleagues. The ROK joins others in expressing its appreciation to the President for the initial draft of this year's annual report and for convening today's meeting to share the views of delegations as we work towards a consensus and meaningful outcome. But before I comment on the report itself, allow me to belatedly, as I had to chair the ATT conference then, but officially welcome Ambassador Shen Jian of China, as well as other new colleagues to the city and to the Geneva Disarmament community. Now on the report, we welcome the President's efforts to guide us towards adopting a factual report, reflecting the work of the conference, as stipulated in Rule 45 of the Rules of Procedure of the conference. It certainly looks better than where we landed on last year. Considering that the report should be made available to all UN member states, who will also have to approve the budget for the conference, I believe that it is our duty to offer as much detail as possible, not less, to at least show that our work still matters and deserves to continue. As such, we add our voice to the views expressed that our annual report should, at a minimum, reflect all range of discussions that took place this year, whether in formal or informal sessions, including, of course, specific topics that were discussed. We look forward to adding more meat to the bone provided in the zero draft, and we hope to discuss this more in following sessions. We will consider the added proposals made by Russian Federation with this objective in mind. We are also keen to work on the text regarding observer issues as proposed by a number of delegations today. In closing, I very much hope that we will be able to exercise the spirit of consensus rather than abusing it as a veto that may lead to further weaken the relevance of the conference. We look forward to contributing in this regard. I thank you, Madam President.